Could it be that the Mexican people have finally had enough with the drug wars in Mexico? Well, of course, it's politically obvious they've had enough with the violence that's claimed 50,000 lives in that country. But are they fed up enough to scrap the current policy of pitting the Mexican army against the drug lords and cartels? The three men, at the very least, running for president right now in Mexico seem ready to toss out what the outgoing and current president, Felipe Calderon, has been doing for nearly 5 years. The three candidates running for president say they want a major shift in strategy, if not a total reversal or even a withdrawal of the army. Joining us now is Randy Archibald, Mexico bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Randy, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us is Eric Olson, who's associate director at the Woodrow Wilson Center's Mexico Institute. He's in Washington, D.C. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
So, Randy, give us a sense of these debates. How shocking would it have been for Mexicans to see that all three candidates, so no matter who gets elected, this Calderon policy may end up being scrapped entirely?
Well, I think the candidates are responding to a large degree of public pressure to change course. People are more or less fed up with the violence. There's a string of massacres that have been continuing through this campaign. The candidates, however, haven't really been campaigning on one particular issue. I mean, this has been a campaign of generalized anti-incumbency and a general sense that change is needed. So the violence and the drug war is sort of obliquely referred to in statements by the frontrunner, for example, saying, "I will bring peace to Mexico." And I think they pretty much they want to get rid of the army, but no one is going so far as to say that the army needs to go right away, because the fact of the matter is the kind of institution building that the candidates want to do, the rebuilding of the police, especially local and state police, and the judicial system, is really the hardest work to be done in Mexico. I mean, it's what most academics, even internally, what many in the Mexican and American government say should be the priority, but it's also the costliest and most difficult to achieve.
So, Randy Archibald, they're doing a bit of a decoding job, taking a relatively obscure issue out of the presidential debate in Mexico. Three candidates want to change policy on the way Mexico deals with the drug war. Randy Archibald, the Mexico bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. So that obscure issue and the change on the part of these three candidates could have huge implications for U.S. policy in Mexico. Eric Olson, how much do you think this kind of reversal would force the U.S. to behave in a fundamentally different way toward Mexico?
Well, I think they've all agreed, all the candidates have agreed to continue cooperating with the United States. I think that's what the U.S. expects by and large. I think what you're seeing in a campaign situation is candidates focusing on what the voters feel most directly, which is the violence. And they have articulated their desire to emphasize violence reduction as the primary focus of their public security strategy. I don't think the U.S. necessarily has a problem with that, as long as there's the underlying commitment to continue to confront organized crime, you know, aggressively. I haven't heard any of them saying they're not going to do that. They're simply saying we want to make reduction of violence a greater priority, because that's, after all, as Randy has said, what people feel, what they see, you know, the dismemberment of bodies and these kinds of massacres. So the focus is shifting slightly. I'm not so sure that there's a complete reversal in strategy.
All right. We're talking with Eric Olson, associate director at the Woodrow Wilson Center's Mexico Institute. But if you're not going to confront organized crime in the drug war with the army, and you're talking about a diminished role for police, and you're also talking about possibly a reduction, as some of the candidates are, in the interdiction policy in territorial waters, that sort of thing. How do you aggressively confront the cartels?
Well, I think what's kind of striking here in Mexico is the degree to which drug trafficking is not discussed by the candidates. And that's largely, again, playing to the domestic audience, which has never seen the drug trafficking as a particularly Mexican problem. That's always been seen as an American problem, because the consumption, the demand for drugs, is coming from the United States. That said, I think what you may see is after the election, when the winner is called to the embassy and asked to further clarify their position, I'm willing I'll venture to say that no candidate at this point, or even after the election, is going to say we're not going to participate in arrest. That's not really the issue. But I do think that, as our headline says, that they will push for a new tack and push for more of the judicial and police institution building that has been sort of left to the side or not been a great focus in the past several years.
It's Randy Archibald, Mexico Bureau Chief for our partner in the New York Times. Mm-hmm. Eric Olson, would you expect an increase in the stridency regarding rhetoric saying that the U.S. has to take steps to reduce drug demand, as that would have an impact from a domestic Mexican perspective on the reduction in violence?
Well, I think that's absolutely true, and that's been the case right along. And they've focused on three main issues, not only consumption in the U.S. Driving the violence, but also the money that's generated and is brought back to Mexico and has a tremendously coercive effect in Mexico. And then thirdly, the weapons question. Mexicans are continually raising this issue with the United States that U.S. weapons, firearms, are being trafficked across the border and killing Mexican people, many of them innocent people. So those are the things that I think are being emphasized. This is a campaign. And those things are of great interest to the Mexican voters.
So a change in the presidency in Mexico may reset, if not fundamentally change, the policy between the U.S. and Mexico in the drug war. We're taking a look at some of the rhetoric and what it might mean for future U.S.-Mexican policy with Eric Olson, Associate Director at the Woodrow Wilson Center's Mexico Institute in Washington, D.C., and Randy Archibald, Mexico Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times, in Mexico City. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.